Scripture reading, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 3. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy, and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor, and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but I do not have love, I gain nothing. Devotional. This passage makes an astounding claim. It is possible to operate in the power of the Spirit through miracles and spiritual gifts and not be a Christian. You can build a great ministry for God, doing miracles, sacrificing everything you have, and using spiritual gifts, and not be a real follower of Jesus Christ at all. In fact, the Apostle Paul goes so far as to call all these actions nothing. Perhaps even more astonishing, it appears that the level of spiritual power and gifting operating through a believer's life may have little to do with spiritual maturity. Spiritual gifts can operate through us even when we remain spiritual infants. According to Paul, the only true sign of the Spirit at work is supernatural love, not gifts or even successful results. Love is the only accomplishment on earth that will last forever. In heaven, we will love each other perfectly, utterly, and without any limits. When we live out this agape, unconditional love on earth, we are experiencing the authentic kingdom of God. We taste heaven. Jonathan Edwards, 1703-1758, one of America's best-known theologians and preachers, offers us this beautiful description of what heaven will be like. Heaven is a world of love, for God is the fountain of love, as the sun is the fountain of light. And therefore the glorious presence of God in heaven fills heaven with love, as the sun, placed in the midst of the visible heavens in a clear day, fills the world with light. The Apostle tells us that God is love, and therefore, seeing He is an infinite being, it follows that He is an infinite fountain of love. The purpose of the Christian life, therefore, is not about doing more things for God, fixing people, or even making the world a better place. It is simply to love people the way God loves us, to give everyone we encounter a taste of heaven on earth. Question to consider. What might be one practical way you can slow down in order to love someone in the next 24 hours? Prayer. Lord, I ask you to do a supernatural work of grace in my heart so that I might love people like you do. Grant me the grace to be patient and kind, not envious or proud, filling me with the water that overflows from your infinite fountain of love. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.